And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. It's a stunningly gorgeous day this Thursday, May 2nd. Blue sky, I don't remember seeing any clouds. I saw lots of sunshine. It's a beautiful day, as I say, another one, as we do come to you from the Motor City Casino, the soundboard here with the Detroit Economic Club. Thank you, Steve Gregorian, for inviting us as the only media outlet to be here and to cover these events, including this one with the T-Mobile CEO. We're going to talk to a lot of good people and talk about some of the news in the news and some of the things going on behind the scenes. I just want to mention, so I don't forget on this very busy broadcast, that today is the final official day working on the road for Tony Butler. Anthony, call me Tony Butler, who has been one of our best engineers in the history of this radio station, 101 years. He has been with WJR for 37 years. And this is his, I just found out, his last on-the-road project. So we thank you, Tony. And I know you're not giving up work altogether. You're still helping. You're building equipment for the station, for remotes, and making it easier on the engineers that will follow you. And you're going to continue making these wonderful figurines of the war figures in history, hand-painted. You will tell us when we can give out the page online that they can go to your webpage or whatever to see it. But you keep saying it's not ready. Don't say that forever. If it's up to your standards, it'll never be ready. So we know you're a perfectionist. People want to see your work, and some people want to buy and collect that work. So you promise me? You promise me. Okay. See, he's a true engineer. He doesn't speak on the air. We made him speak before on the air. But Tony Butler, God bless you, as we are all here and taking a look at making sure we make each and every day count, because each day is a gift. WJR business briefs are underway right now. Our Lloyd Jackson from WJR Mornings is in there doing the WJR business briefs, and he does a great job with that. Marie did it a couple of times when Lloyd couldn't be there. And sitting across from me is one of my favorite people I don't get to see or talk to very much. He is the CEO of the Ficony Group, a Detroit Economic Club board member, and today's presiding officer, John Ficony.
Good to see you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you. I mean, you're everywhere. You're always busy, but we hardly ever get a chance to just sit and talk anymore.
I know, but we got to make that happen with Kim and the family. I'm looking forward to doing that soon. But by the way, thank you for doing a reach out to Tony to start this thing off with. And congratulations, Tony. It's these unsung heroes that are in the background to make everything work.
That's the truth.
Or there is no show. So, I mean, can't tell you how much, not only I know how Paul appreciates you, but everybody on the other side that gets to listen appreciates you, or there is no show. So thank you.
He has maintained an excellence in our broadcasts that few radio stations have, and he has maintained it. It goes back to before Ed Buderball, may he rest in peace, and other engineers that you represent that you worked with along the way. But this doesn't just happen.
No,
and I appreciate John Ficony, you mentioning that and pointing it out, that's for sure. I haven't talked with you since you, as far as I know, since you became the Ficony Group. I mean, you've been a consultant. You've done so many great things for so many big companies. Tell me about the Ficony Group.
Well, the Ficony Group is it's an advisory company that assists many companies that you're aware of and friends of ours in town here and also out of state in multiple different areas of leadership, culture, and just transformation. And I do that through sitting on multiple boards, as you know. I sit on here locally, the Detroit Economic Club, the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, the DAC, the Parade Company, and many others, as well as many business boards here locally and some startups outside of Michigan. But another part of the portfolio is executive coaching, and I have the luxury and the privilege to coach many senior executives in town. And then lastly, the third wing of this whole portfolio is keynote speaking, and you know I love to do the keynote speaking part.
And you're excellent at it.
I love it, and just something I'm very passionate about. And so if there's anything I could do to help anybody on the air right now, in that category of firing up the troops and just helping them make some major transformation, please reach out to me at john@ficonygroup.com. I'd be happy to help out in any way I can. But, yeah, the business is going great, having a blast. And, by the way, I thought I'd run into you at the NFL draft. What a tremendous job this city just did. Was that unbelievable?
We can be so proud of that thing. It truly, the NFL is going to tell all the other people in the running for the draft to study what Detroit did. And I think there might even be a possibility of them coming back to Detroit sooner rather than later, because knocking it out of the park is putting it mildly.
Yeah, we're going to get a few more invitations, some bigger things, I think. And I just a hats off to Claude and Terry Rattigan and, my God, Mike Dietz, Tavi. You think about Tony Michaels and his parade company stepped up, and they were up there volunteering. But Team Gilbert, obviously, and the mayor. But a huge shout-out to our chief of police. I mean, I was down there with Marcy on Friday night and then with my son on Saturday. Hundreds of thousands of people joining together, experiencing such a cool thing together with just no issues. And that's the way it should be. And then I'm proud of the press, because a lot of times they don't report what happens like that. And they did this time. We knocked out of the park. Detroit shined. And it's just the beginning of bigger things because of the team to put it together.
We've all lived through a period of time when the press has looked for negative things and to accentuate the less than positive. Absolutely. That didn't happen this time. I saluted them in my Detroit News column on Monday, everybody, because the press, the television stations, the radio stations, everybody, the people of Detroit took seriously that they were ambassadors of goodwill for anyone coming into town. It all worked, and we all have lots to be proud of and many people to be thankful for.
So much. And I tell you, it was for everybody. That's what was so beautiful about this. It's like what Penske does with the race. It's like some other events that we have. A lot of the free opportunity for people from all different groups to come together, and you find out how Detroit is really special when we're all together in something like this. And then to see that many people together with no incidences has something to say about Detroit, and it to change the narrative of what people might think of Detroit.
Absolutely. Yeah. People have a new attitude and idea about Detroit, either some for the first time and others just maybe getting it realigned.
I had an opportunity to speak to a lot of people from out of town, and they just were so fired up. And not only the facilities that they stayed at, but just the generosity and the things that came from that whole experience.
And you really thought out of 750,000 people, you might just bump into me at this thing?
Well, at one of the events, I would think, possibly, that we normally go to together, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I want to know what this whole thing is about digital lakes. You know, it was hard enough to take when they were talking about these lakes up in the weather. You know, they say, oh, no, they're, I don't know. What do they call those lakes when we were having flooding and everything? Does anybody remember? The weather guys all used it. They said, well, we've got a such and such lake. And I'm going, what the hell are they talking about?
Are you thinking of the atmospheric river?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Same thing. Atmospheric river or atmospheric lake. What is that?
And
I don't expect you to talk about that, but I do expect you to explain to me digital lakes.
Yeah, this is something that started about 4 years ago, where a couple CIOs, chief information officers that I worked with over the years when I was at Microsoft and Oracle, called me and asked if I'd join them on this mission. And we also were grateful enough to have Rania Cruz join as well. So it was Rania Cruz from Optech, myself, George Serdue, who was a CIO at Ford for years in Comerica, and Sangi Vista, who was at Comerica as a CIO, joined together because we were frustrated of watching all of our talent leave this state. And it was just a brain drain, and it's been continuing. And as of right now, we lose about 30% of our college graduates to more competitive states and more aggressive companies that are going after our talent. And we can't afford to do that if we expect to remain competitive here in Michigan. And so we came together and built this consortium, this platform, with great partnerships from a variety of different organizations and people. I want to do a shout-out to Sandy Baru and the Detroit Regional Chamber, Glenn Stevens, who's on our board as well. These guys have been world-class in helping us build this thing out. Also the MEDC in the state of Michigan. They've recently partnered with us and gave us funding to do these internships that we're doing right now. These micro-internships for about 50 to 100 companies for these kids, and they're going to start realizing that you don't have to leave the state of Michigan to get a really good job here, a tech job. But it's our mission to make sure that we turn this thing around here and make sure that everybody knows that if they want to stay in Michigan, there's a job for them here. And such great companies, and I'm talking about high-paying, quality jobs.
Right.
But we can't afford to continue to lose this top level of tech talent if we're going to remain competitive in the auto industry or any one of our other industry sectors here. So that's our mission, and I just want to do a shout-out to that and let you know if you want to learn more, go to digitallakes.com or hit us up on LinkedIn to become a part of this. We have over 200 labels of the biggest companies in Michigan to the smallest that are involved in this right now. So it's really cool stuff.
John, I hope you'll keep in touch with us about this. Any way we can help with the Digital Lakes, you can go online, digitallakes.com. But also John at ficconygroup.com. And anything else you're up to, we will help you. John Ficconey, CEO of the Ficconey Group, a board member here for the Detroit Economic Club. He's got to go because he's today's presiding officer. They can't start the program without you.
Okay.
So I give you, John Ficconey, and your lovely wife, Marcy, the best, and I hope all goes well when you go in there.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. It's great seeing you.
Good seeing you.
Take care.
We continue at 12:15 on WJR.